Hello, I'm Patricia Tavares, a human resources and global mobility professional for over 25 years. Along with Vanessa Romão, we have created Brazil Talks with the objective of being a platform for information, knowledge, discussions, networking, and the transformation of global mobility. Our podcasts are here to encourage dialogue and disseminate knowledge in a broader, democratic, transparent, and globalized way. I hope you enjoy this podcast.
This is Patricia Tavares, and I'm really happy to be back with everyone here now in 2026, beginning the session and the succession of our 2026 podcasts. We are starting with one that's very important, which is the suspension of immigrant visas in the United States. And here we have Mariana Montenegro to begin this podcast with us. Mari, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, Patty. Hi, everyone. I'm Mariana Montenegro. I'm a member of the LATAM Talks Committee, and I'm also an immigration consultant from K2. Thank you, Patty, for inviting me to discuss such an important matter in our field. I have some updates here. So basically, the U.S. government has frozen the issuance of visas for 75 countries. This is well known now. Everyone has been talking about it since January 14th, when the State Department from the government made the statement. So, Patty, the list includes Brazil and other countries such as Iran, Russia, and Afghanistan. But from South America, it only includes Brazil and Colombia. So in Brazil, the U.S. Embassy released an official statement last Thursday, one day after the government statement, mentioning about the inclusion of the country. They said that the U.S. government suspended immigrant visas and included Brazil on the list of high-risk countries for the use of public social assistance. So it's basically the use of benefits from the U.S.
Okay. Can you share with us which visas categories qualify as immigrant visas?
Sure. Basically, the immigrant visas are the ones from a permanent residence, where the assignee or the foreign obtains a green card.
Okay. And which non-immigrant visas are not effective?
Well, tourism and business, such as the B1 and B2, studies and exchange. Basically, the most common there, it's the F1 and the J1. Some types of work visas, such as H1B, L1, L2, O1. Diplomatics, of course, transit, crew members, and a few other more specific, such as journalism, Australian professional, and other types of visas. So just a reminder that this measure does not apply to the tourist and business visa categories, okay?
The U.S. That's actually visas, very important, because what I hear when we're talking about the visas suspension is, oh my God, I have a trip planned to Disneyland and I won't be able to go because my B1 is not valid. So there is no problem. B1, B2 for Brazilians and for Colombians are okay.
Yes, 100%. Basically, okay. The U.S. immigrant visas are those that lead to a permanent residence, such as green card, as I mentioned before. Mm-hmm. And they are mainly divided into family-based, employment-based, diversity, and humanitarian categories, but very specific. So those visas that I mentioned are not included on those immigrant visas. They are non-immigrant. And okay. I would also like to mention regarding the impact of this measure, right? Basically, the U.S. government goal is to prevent applicants from becoming a financial burden on public services. But I studied a little bit the impacts of this, and we believe that the suspension of the issuance of these visas reduces stability and also long-term security for individuals and for the companies. Assignments in general, Patty, because it impacts business strategy and economy ties between those listed countries and the U.S. And we do know that maybe Somalia or Thailand don't have enough financial ties or enough commercial activities United States, but we do know that Brazil and the United States, they both have huge ties, huge commercial ties. So this is very impactful. We also see that talent mobility will have a lot of challenges, especially with those multinational firms and difficulties transferring executives and specialists for the US operations that needs like long-term assignments and stuff. So I think this is it's a very important for us to be careful and be attentive for more updates regarding this.
Perfect. I agree 100%. And considering the talent mobility population, we do understand that most of the strategy is sometimes growing into the US or even growing what already is there. So, very important for us to know and keep the updates coming so that we can always be sharing with all of our clients and all of our members of Brazil Talks and Latam Talks community exactly what is happening within these suspensions that Trump has determined now.
Yes, exactly. Because it's not only about the company, it's also about the individual, right? Because the professional, they fear about the career disruption and then about families, the family planning, longer separation. So everything is impactful in the assignment. So that's good to
Yeah,
be
I'm going to
aware.
ask you a question. I'm not sure if there is an answer on this. I haven't heard anything. For families, for example, that already are on assignment, is the renewal also being impacted or not?
It depends on the visa, on the current visa, right? So basically, they are the fear of the delay or freeze in family-based immigrant visas. There is. This is a current situation that it's in the spot, and we have to be aware. But not about it's it doesn't relate to non-immigrant visas. So if we are talking about the dependent of L1 assignee, it's okay to it's not a problem.
Okay. I think that is also something that would be important and would be in mind of all of the people that work, the HR professionals that work with visas and assignments, right? So,
Exactly. I think the HR professionals will have a more complex workforce on planning and higher compliance and legal costs. So they are also going to change not only the assignments, but the way that global HRs work when they're dealing with assignments to the US.
Perfect. Do you have anything else to add?
Well, I would like to say that the projections for the coming months and years are not very well. We heard about this new foreign policy strategy from Trump, right? And the director of government relationships at the American Immigration Lawyers Association mentioned that Trump desires to shut down the US legal immigration system. So we are all concerned about how we're going to move forward from now on with our cases. Nothing is defined. We don't have more details right now, but I think the assignments for the US are going to be reduced right now because no one knows how to deal with this current situation.
That I hadn't heard that. So thank you very much for sharing that information. And it is very concerning because we do know that the global economy is based on what's happening in the US, right? So.
Exactly. And analysts expect that throughout the 2026, Trump will refocus his anti-immigration policies on restricting the entry of foreigners and granting visas. So everyone is like pausing a little bit and discussing more than what we used to do now for to start a new case.
That makes total sense. Okay. Thank you so much, Mari, for sharing all this information for us. I would like to ask that when you do have any updates or anything, we can run back here and record another podcast, even if it's just 5 or 10 minutes, just for an update so that we can keep all of our members and all of our clients updated. Just as an information for everyone, we are doing this in English so that not only Brazil Talks, but Latam Talks can also be aware of what's happening. And I'm pretty sure that Mari is going to collaborate with us each day more, sharing more and more the updates that we receive.
Thank you so much, Patty. Thanks,
Thank you.
everyone.
Thank you, Mari. See you. Bye.
I hope you liked this podcast. All our podcasts are available in our YouTube channel.